Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
Here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, WVFF 97.7. Waist deep in the book of Jeremiah. Amazing prophet, Isaiah and Jeremiah. They are all over the place, from their present time to end times to day of the wrath of God, the millennial period. Right now, Jeremiah is finishing his 23-year campaign, prompted by God to try to turn the Israelis around to obedience. And he's not getting anywhere. We're in the last little bit here where they're getting ready to be carried off into Babylon. I was getting a little lesson coming up in 35 on being faithful, not only to God, but to your father. And it's going to jump right in today, chapter 35. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Joash, king of Judah, saying, go into the house of the Rechabites and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, unto one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. The Rechabites are a very, very faithful little sect that their father a long time ago told them, drink no wine, live in tents, don't live in cities. And they have been very, very faithful to their words for generations now. It appears that King's going to, you know, misery loves company. He knows the hammer's coming down on him. Going to try to maybe, I don't know. It's very strange that he would bring these people in and try to get them to drink wine, because he knows they don't drink wine. So maybe misery loves company. Let's try to, we're going down the tubes. Let's take them down the tubes with us.
Yeah. Think about things are going down the bowl and it's trying to cling onto the sides as it's getting swirling down.
Why should nothing happen to them?
Yeah.
Then I took Jezaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brother, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them to the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the sons of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shalom, keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, drink ye wine. But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. You see how they took him into the holy man's house. And you see, there is no statute against drinking wine, but these men have chosen to exclude from their lives because of a promise to their father. And that's absolutely fine. They took him into the holy man to give the presence of, yeah, there's nothing unholy about it. So yeah, why not? Neither shall ye build houses, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyards, nor have any. But all your days ye should dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyards, nor fields, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and have done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. It came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came up into the land, that we said, come, and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, for the fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. So they have slightly broken their vows by coming to the city out of fear when all the when Nebuchadnezzar's armies came. So they're a nomadic tribe, just wander around and live in tents, take care of their flocks. But they have come to Jerusalem because of the massive army buildup coming into the land. And came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? For 23 years, I've been here preaching at you that this day was coming, and you won't receive any instruction from God. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. And God is using these people as an example. Look at these guys. You just set wine in front of them, and they refuse to drink it. Why? Because they're being obedient to their father. But time and time again, I've told you to be obedient. I've told you what to do, and you refuse to do it. And now the day of judgment is at hand. I've sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. Ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Ye just won't listen. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them over these last 23 years through my prophet Jeremiah. Because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Wow, what a blessing. His line will always be in the eyes of God. There was one last test there. Here, sit down in this holy place and drink some wine. No, we shall not. We follow the precepts of our father. What does it say in the Ten Commandments? Mm-hmm. You know, honor thy mother and father, so that your time on this earth might be long. Not only about honoring God, Christian, but honoring your parents. Did you know that it's in this Bible? There's a place in this Bible written about America, how we dishonor our ancients in the last days, pile them in nursing homes to be taken care of by strangers in their last days, when their minds are feeble and all they need in this world is love to finish out their time. There's nothing in this Old Testament that doesn't apply to your life today. Don't ever let anyone tell you that there is. Chapter 36, Book of Jeremiah. Came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Joash, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, now remember, and I say this a lot when I'm reading the major prophets, this book wasn't set down and written one day. This is over a lifetime of his service to God. And these last five chapters have been in a 23-year portion at the end, right before the occupation where they are taken into Babylon. So here, a few weeks have passed, a few months maybe, take thee a roll of a book, write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations. From the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day, it may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purposed to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. Ah, is he giving them one last opportunity, Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've complained about the preacher standing on the corner giving all this bad news for years now. They even locked him up in prison a couple times, threatened to kill him a couple times, tried to kill him a couple times, kill the messenger, yes. Now God says, all right, I know they're tired of hearing your voice. Write it all down and make multiple copies and distribute it.
They don't want to hear it. They can see it.
Maybe if they, maybe, you know, may, some of them still like to read. Maybe they'll read it and it'll sink in. I tell you what, reading things out loud does tend to go into your memory banks and stay. Mm-hmm. Not just hearing someone else's, sometimes other people's words. It'll be hours later before I realize, hey, did he really say that?
Wait a minute.
Oh, and Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore, go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written. Hold on, let's go back a second. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. And that is, he's basically in hiding. You got to look at these things. You have to look at these things very close. Because like I said a while ago, they had him locked up. They're hating the man. So he's basically saying there, hey, I can't be seen in the city, all right?
Want the poster on the pillar.
Yes, of the temple. Wanted. Have you seen this this prophet of God, prophet first class of God, Jeremiah?
Yep.
Wanted 50,000 shekels. Therefore, go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. You know, and we see this lack of faith in the prophets a lot. One day,
Elijah.
Elijah was killing the prophets of Baal with a sword, 10 feet tall, bulletproof. Send another one over here. I'll slice him up too. And the next day he's running for his life from a woman. We see here a little, Jeremiah is probably weary after 23 years of being jailed, tied up, abused. He's probably weary. And that's what it all focuses around physical weariness. You know, the spirit man can be strong. You let this body get overly tired, the flesh will whine its way into control. Mm-hmm. You let this flesh get overly fed, the flesh will take control just outright from the spirit man. Anything in excess, including weariness. You got to keep your body healthy. And we see that in a lot of the prophets. And Jeremiah here is having a little moment of faith weakness, probably from weariness. He's hiding. So he's sending the scribe out to read the words, which he has just written down. Verse 7, it may be they will present their supplication before the Lord. Will return everyone from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury of the Lord that hath pronounced against this people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. Came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people of Jerusalem. And to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the higher court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house in the ears of all the people. So they're having a fast celebration there, and he starts to read. When Melchiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama, the scribe, and Deliah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elanthian, the son of Achbor, and Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. So all the royalty sitting down there. And Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudai, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shemaliah, the son of Cushai, unto Baruch, saying, take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come So Baruch the son of Neriah took the roll in his hand and came unto them. They said unto him, sit down now and read it in our ears. So the royalty and the people were kind of kept, they were separate. And when that happens, we see in the kingdoms when that happens, bad things happen because it's up to the king to set the obedience level in the land. And the king is just all out of control. All the royals are out of control. So the people were out of control too. There was no moral guidance. And that's what the king is, the moral guidance. In the book of Judges, a lot of the chapters end and say there was no king in the land and every man done what he thought was right in his own eyes. And basically that means there was no king to give moral guidance in the land. So they've invited him in there to read it to the royals now.
And this is the book that Jeremiah wrote down all the stuff and all the stuff that they didn't want to hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what he's been preaching. Yeah. And they didn't want to hear that. Had him locked up.
So now.
So Baruch read it in their ears. It came to pass when they had heard all the words that they were afraid, both one and the other, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. They asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? And Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. And you know, I can see where for 23 years this man's been saying, doom and gloom is coming. You know, probably the first few years they were kind of a little worried. And then complacency said, yeah, old Jeremiah, he's been 9 years now standing on that corner, telling us we're going to be carried away into Babylon. But we like the king of Babylon. He seems to be a nice guy. He's not going to do that.
No troubles here.
No, you know, everything's good. The Baal amusement park is going great. Going there next weekend myself.
Yeah.
Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you be. Because you know what? There's going to be a wanted poster for you now, buddy.
Yeah, you thought Jeremiah was the only one.
Yeah, I mean, we understand and we're worried about these words that you've spoken, but you better get out of here too.
My favorite part is a verse right before this is when I said, we're going to go tell the king what you're saying.
Yeah, take this to the king. They went in to the king into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama, the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. They didn't take the scribe, the actual scroll in there. They just went in there and repeated it verbatim. Mm-hmm. Guess they were afraid the king might have it burned. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama, the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. It came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was in the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, Nathan and Deliah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. So some of his royals are a little worried. They know the status of the nation. It's like America. We have a few of our lawmakers that know the status in America is not good.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.